Small details or big surfaces, tight corners or odd shapes, flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hello. Welcome to Forever 35, a podcast about the things we do to take care of ourselves. I am Dori Shafrir.
What's happening? I'm Kate Spencer.
Listen, Kate, it's been 2.5 years. I just had to spice it up a little.
That was a very formal introduction. Yes.
We're not experts.
No, we're just two friends who like to talk formally about serums.
is that the formal format of
the formal
serums?
Way? Yeah. If you're getting your advanced degree, you call them serums.
Oh, good to know.
Well, yes.
No. Go ahead.
I was going to say that this is a mini episode where we hear from you, the listener, and we share your comments and your thoughts, and we answer your questions to the best of our ability.
And please do remember, we are not experts. We're just formal podcast hosts. And we always encourage you to seek support first and foremost from a doctor and or a mental health professional as needed.
And we really love to hear from you. If you would like to reach us, you can leave us a voicemail or a text message at 781-591-0390. And you can email us at forever35podcast@gmail.com.
Before we get started, Kate, I just want to let our listeners know that we are taking the next week off.
Oh, yeah, we are. And I am looking forward to it.
Yeah, I mean, I'll be sad to not be talking to you, but I'm also kind of excited. So we are going to be rerunning some of our favorite old episodes on Wednesday, Friday, and next Monday. So
we've got some good ones in the hopper for you.
Some real good ones in the hopper for you. And if you've listened to them before, maybe you want to listen to them again. If you've never heard them, maybe now is the time. But yeah, we will be airing a new episode a week from Wednesday. That will be our next new episode after this one.
Yes, we will be back. It's so weird also because we've been home for it also has felt like,
yes,
since March.
Totally.
I haven't left my house.
Totally.
So it's mentally just kind of confusing to even understand what I've been doing. But I think so. I don't know. I tend to be such a guilt-ridden person too that I feel like I don't deserve breaks, but that's the Puritan in me.
Oh my gosh, you deserve them, Kate. You deserve
breaks. I know intellectually I do, but there's just something about taking a break to slow down. Do you ever feel that way? I've had this thought recently where it's I should just spend 4 hours in the morning watching TV, and then I'm no, must work. Must do all the things.
Oh yeah,
I don't know. It's hard for
me
to
relax. That's actually a good segue into what I wanted to bring up for myself, which is I'm having a real what day is it week where I just feel kind of blah and unmotivated and not productive. So that's been kind of weighing on me. And I hate that feeling too, because then you get into this horrible cycle of not being productive, feeling guilty you're not being productive, being even less productive, and on and on and on.
Well, and also then there's the voice that's I shouldn't feel guilty about not being productive. I should accept that this is where I'm at and it's totally okay.
Totally.
And this is where I need to be. And then you have that whole freaking,
yes,
spiral.
Oh,
and what,
gosh,
is productivity anyway? And what are we doing it for?
Well, listen, I'll tell you one area of my life that I have been productive in, and that is on the island of Bolandia.
You've been gaming up a storm.
I have been gaming up an Animal Crossing storm on my little old island named after my dog. And things are really starting to happen, as I was saying to you before we got on the air. I finally got my shop built. Listen, it was tough gathering all those iron nuggets.
So let's clarify, if anyone's just like tuning into this podcast for the first time in a while or first time ever, Dory and I are both addicted to the Nintendo Switch game Animal Crossing, which you can also play on your smartphone.
Yes, although
which
it
is how you got started.
That is how I got started, but then we downloaded it onto the Switch that my husband had bought when I was getting induced last year. And yeah, Kate, you started playing and you were raving about it. And I was like, well, this could be a good way to kind of like turn my brain off or like work my brain in a different way and relax. And I've just really taken to it, I will say.
So I do want to point out that while maybe you haven't been productive as a human, in the video game, you've built a store, and that is productivity to the max.
Why? Thank you, Kate. Well, as I was saying, you know, you have to gather all these materials, and iron nuggets are hard to find.
They are, Dory. They are. It is a.
Am I the only one?
I was like,
thank you. I was like, am I doing this wrong? Like, I'm not finding a ton of them. Then sometimes you hit a rock and all that shows up is some clay. You're like, clay is fine, but it's not an iron nugget.
No, you need those iron nuggets.
You need those iron nuggets. So, and very exciting, some new residents are coming to live on my island, building their houses, gathering their furniture. It's really good times.
So can I make an observation? You sound genuinely joyful talking about this stuff. So,
yes.
I feel like if this is what you're doing this week, great. Like, this is where you're finding it, and this is where you're productive. You're productive and relaxing and playing a video game.
Okay, but what if I'm getting carpal tunnel?
Oh no, are you?
I mean, I feel like my hand is a little, no, I'm trying to do some stretches. I'm trying to avoid the carpal tunnel.
You're getting carpal tunnel from playing this video game?
I think so.
Wow, this is possible. We are 4 months into this quarantine right now. This feels like deep quarantine, doesn't it, a little bit?
You know what? It sure does.
It really is starting to feel like we're
but
in
it's
it.
Worth it.
Well,
and
hey,
you know what else? You know what? Oh, go on.
No, I was just say, if you're happy, that's like, and you know, just take care of your hands.
Thank
you.
You need to be right.
Your job is also writing, so you got to take care
True.
Of those hands.
Yep. Well, and there's no hospital on Bolandia, so I wouldn't be able to get it checked out.
Oh my God, Dory! You keep saying the name of your island. Like,
should
it's
I
a
not
real
be?
Place. No, I like it. I mean, mine is way dorkier than yours.
Yours is a Fish reference, right?
Yes, mine is a reference to the band Fish. It's called yes. Gamehenge, which is a made-up place in a Fish song. So, I mean, it's not quite as... naming an island after your dog makes more sense.
Well, I don't know. To each their own. So that's what I've been doing a lot of. How about you?
Well, I also am feeling a little bit down.
Yeah.
I'm currently in my pajamas without a bra, which is great. It feels good. I like being in my pajamas without a bra, but I've been sleeping in a lot lately, which I never do. And I don't know, like, am I more relaxed? Am I depressed? I don't know. And I'm just gonna like roll with it. I'm just trying to stick with it and stay in the game, keep my eye on the prize. Mm-hmm. I don't know what the prize mm-hmm. is. But it is a weird, I think also speaking specifically about news about coronavirus, and it will be interesting, you know, after we take a week off from this podcast to see where we are as a country, but the news is not as grim. And very grim. That can feel very overwhelming. There's just record-breaking cases every day. Most states are, the cases are growing. You know, we still have leaders who don't wear masks. It just feels there's nothing reassuring at all about, the way this pandemic is playing out, at least in our country. And mm-hmm. so that can feel, you know, I'm starting to, every day I get emails about my children's school, and that is very, challenging, and that's like tied into like lack of funding and all this other stuff. You know, and we don't know what school is going to be. It's not going to be school. It might be at home again. And so there's just a lot of, you know, there's a lot of weird, scary unknowns, and it can just kind of start to feel, you know, there's nothing concrete to kind of hold on to. And I think that's hard.
Yeah, it's really hard. I've been feeling very overwhelmed by the news.
Yeah. It's crazy. It's really, really tough.
Yeah.
Which is why I need to pose this question. Okay. Do I start watching Normal People, Dory?
I haven't watched it. I've read the book, but I haven't watched the show yet. Everyone says it's very sexy.
Yeah. I was going to say, like, everyone I know is like, you got to watch this because it's going to turn you on. And like, I almost don't know if I have the energy for like horniness.
Yeah.
I don't know. My husband is like, how have you not watched this? This show is up your alley. And I just like, I'm like, I don't know if I can get into something right now. Like I've had a really hard time getting into books, mm-hmm. books that are like, literally, it's like they have been written for me. Like they hit every sweet spot. I feel like I can't read. I'm having a hard time engaging with the things that normally bring me pleasure, like TV and books and stuff like that. So I don't know if I can even, like, I've been exhausted at the thought of starting a TV show. Look, this is a great problem to have. Oh, a TV show makes me feel tired. But I don't know. Should I watch? Am I going to be hot and bothered and ready for, like, once I start, am I not going to want to stop? Everyone's talking about the guy on the show and his sexy gold chain. I don't know. I don't know if I can do it yet.
Okay. Well, I'm here for you, whatever you decide. Okay.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Do you want to give a shout out to your Target overalls before we take a break?
Oh, yes, I do. I posted about these on Instagram. I've actually posted about them twice.
2 days in a row.
2 days in a row, because here's what happened. I posted these Target overalls that I got, which are the universal thread sleeveless square neck belted overalls that are 55% linen, 45% rayon. They're super lightweight. They're super comfortable. They look expensive. They are $29.99. They have become my core go-to. And I posted them in green, and then all these people messaged me saying they were getting them. Some people said they were getting them in gray. And I was like, you know what? I kind of want the gray also. So then I got the gray, and by the time I went to get the gray, they were out of stock online, and I had to go pick them up at a Target near me, which was the only place like in a 20-mile radius that had them. And I had to get a size down from the green ones I'd gotten in a large, and the gray ones I got in a medium. And so then I posted a picture of the gray ones that fit a little bit differently because they're different size. And I just feel very strongly that everyone needs these overalls in their lives.
Okay. I don't have them yet.
Okay. Well, I await your review.
Okay. I will. I mean, you have raved about them and they're very cute in your photos. So I feel like that's a win.
Thank you. All right. Let's take a break.
Okay.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare tri-term medical plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
I like to care for my skin, duh. And It's also something that I do love to kind of like get into the research on.
You do have a curious mind.
Look, I have a curious mind. I can't help it.
You do.
But today's sponsor, OneSkin, has made that easy because they do their own fantastic research for their products. In fact, their products are scientifically validated to improve your skin's health while targeting the root cause of aging. The secret is OneSkin's proprietary OS1 peptide. It's the first ingredient proven to switch off the aging cells that cause lines, wrinkles, and thinning skin, and they've got several studies to back it up. They also have an amazing new sunscreen.
Ooh, our favorite.
Our fave. It's the OS1 Shield Protect and Repair SPF 30 Plus. It's got the peptide. It's a mineral sunscreen. It's got antioxidants. It comes in tinted and untinted. I mean, like, what can't this thing do? I'm just saying. I love it. It's so easy to use, and I love that it's just like zoop, and it feels so nice going on. But don't take my word for it. OneSkin has over 4,000 five-star reviews and was recently recognized by Fast Company as one of the most innovative brands of 2024. OneSkin is the world's first skin longevity company. By focusing on the cellular aspects of aging, OneSkin keeps your skin looking and acting younger for longer. Get started today with 15% off using code FOREVER at oneskin.co. That's 15% off oneskin.co with code FOREVER. After you purchase, they'll ask you where you heard about them, and please support your show and tell them we sent you. Okay, we are back. Hello, everyone.
I'm here.
Okay, great. Should we hear a voicemail?
Yes, please.
Okay, great.
Hey, Kate and Dory. I just wanted to call and add a suggestion. So admittedly, I'm a little bit behind on Forever 35, but I just listened to the episode where you had listed a lot of Black-owned beauty and makeup and other businesses to support, which I think is awesome, and I really appreciate you sharing all of that. I wanted to share one thing that I did, which was, so Shop Black, the website and Instagram, they, in April, posted a list of Black-owned businesses that were selling masks and making masks. So I actually bought a couple from a couple different businesses because COVID is not going away. And so when I say masks, they do mean like cloth face coverings. So I think this is a great way to do our part to stop the spread. protect people around you and to support some really great Black-owned businesses. The masks that I've gotten so far have been so gorgeous. So I just wanted to share that, put that out there. And the source of the list that I got this from was from Shop Black. You can look them up. It's spelled S-H-O-P-P-E. Yeah, and I hope this suggestion reaches you well. Thanks, guys.
Great suggestion.
Yes. I mean, 100%, you got to wear a mask 24/7. You got to be sleeping in your mask. I want everyone masked, please.
How about when you leave your house?
Okay, fair. Look, when I'm on a street and nobody else is on it, I pull my mask down and I breathe in the sweet air around me. But look, if you listeners, mask it up.
Yeah, please.
We started this show talking about sheet masks, and now 2.5 years in, we are talking about these masks.
Oh my gosh, you're so right.
Wow. What a fucking journey that has been.
What a journey. Seriously. My gosh.
And this is a great suggestion for places to buy your masks. Because as I texted Dory frantically the other day, I realized I bought a mask from a company I ultimately did not mean to support. And I was horrified. So, you know, as we really try to make a better effort in being conscious shoppers.
Yeah.
This is a way to go.
Yeah.
All right. Dory, we got a fascinating email.
We did. We did.
This person writes, "Dear Kat and Dora, I have been seeing a lot of ads for electronic Kegel exercisers, Bluetooth-enabled vaginal strengthening devices. It looks like a personal device that detects pressure and gives feedback on how well you are performing Kegel exercises. There are even accompanying games that you can play on your phone, such as one where you control a figure jumping over objects. I'd love to hear your thoughts on these and if other listeners have tried them."
So, so anecdotally, I have heard from people who have said, do not jump into using one of these without getting a pelvic floor evaluation from a specialist,
a physical therapist,
someone who specializes in pelvic floor rehabilitation.
That would be my first stop if you are looking for pelvic floor help.
Yeah. But on the internet, including in publications such as Slate and The Guardian, and New York Magazine, there are people raving about the LV trainer. So your mileage may vary, but I don't think, especially if it's covered by insurance, I don't think it's a bad idea to, I never think it's a bad idea to consult with a physical therapist, pelvic floor specialist, et cetera. So that's kind of my two cents on that.
As someone who's gotten really into playing video games, are you intrigued by the idea of controlling a game with your vagina?
No.
Fair. That's fair. I mean, Kegels are great.
For me.
I've never tried these. I would love to hear from people who've tried these. I know we have pelvic floor specialists who tune into the podcast, so that would be cool to get their thoughts. I feel like you could just do Kegels without needing a device to track it on Bluetooth. Just my thoughts.
Yeah. I agree. I mean, the point that some people make in these articles that I was reading is that the gamification of it will encourage you to do them more. So if you weren't necessarily inclined to just like get up and do some Kegels, but if you were playing this game, you might be able to, then that in and of itself is valuable. But yeah, I'd love to hear from people who have strong feelings either way about these devices.
And if you use them, please weigh in.
Oh, yeah, that's what I meant. I meant like,
oh, yeah,
did
sorry.
You use it? Did you use it and hate it? Did you use it and love it and it changed your life? You know what I mean? Like, I'd love to just
could
hear.
Could you leave us a voicemail while you're using? Like, put it in and call us.
Yes, please. All right. We got an email from someone who writes, OMG, I had to pause the pod, but I had a nasal COVID test last week here in Michigan, and it was just awful. I just wanted to cry, but my kids were in the car, so I was trying to be chill. I guess the new tests haven't made it here yet.
Ooh. Well, first of all, I've had the same thought of, like, if I had to get this in front of my children, how would I remain strong? Because it seems really terrifying.
Mm.
But also, you know, after I talked about getting the mouth swabbing test here in Los Angeles, and the ease of it, it immediately became much harder to get a test. Reservations have all filled up. There's now like a week long wait. I don't know if it's because there were so many people engaged in really active protesting that is still going on. And that's why more people are getting tested, but something shifted. And it is now, there's much longer wait. And as Dory pointed out to me privately, those tests, there is some concern that those tests are not effective. So the tests we have here in that have been used in California. So maybe the nose is the way to go.
Yeah.
As miserable as it sounds.
Yeah.
Dory, we received a text from someone who just wrote, "We need an update on your pool. Thanks." And I think this is directed at me.
I believe it is, yes.
As I mentioned, I purchased a 10-foot Intex blow-up pool for my family to use here in the hot summer sun. And the update is that it turns out you have to take care of it like a real pool with chemicals. And we kind of lagged on that, and then the pool developed algae, and then we had to shock the pool, and then my husband spent a week like very aggressively chemicaling and cleaning the pool.
Oh my goodness.
So yes, so you know, it's more than a kiddie pool, I have learned. It is actually like it's quite a project.
Wow.
That being said,
I didn't realize that.
Oh, yeah. It has a floating chlorine thing in it, and it went through a whole journey where it was so cloudy you couldn't see the bottom, and the bottom is not that far away. I mean, it was rough. So I would say if you are considering it, just know that there is some like care and upkeep going in that needs to be done. But another hot tip I have is that Intex sells a solar cover for these pools, and that warms up the water because the water is quite cold, even though we live in a hot climate. So I also have a solar cover, and that works incredibly well. So if you are interested in a Intex pool, go on Intex's website and see if they have any available. That's my update.
Great update. Great tips. Thank you.
You are welcome. All right. Dory.
Yes.
Let's pause the pod again.
Okay, let's do it.
For a break. We'll be right back.
Hey, everyone. Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
All right, we have returned. And we got a text to you, Kate.
Oh, wow. People really just texting up a storm to me. So this person writes, "Hey, Kate, after hearing your review of the Super Serum Skin Tint, I obviously needed it, but the reviews say it smells like disgusting dog food, ! Is that true?" Okay, I don't know. I don't think it does. I don't know where this is coming from. And this is someone else mentioned to me that they had read this. I put it on my face today and I like purposely gave it a really deep sniff because of this email. And it smells fine. It smells like nothing. It smells like whatever makeup you put on your face. So, I have also procured this
this foundation serum tint, whatever we're calling it.
Do you have it? Like, is it in your? Okay. Do you smell dog food? Shut up.
I don't smell dog food.
Oh, you don't. You don't.
No, I do not.
Okay, I'm sorry. I thought you said yes. You smell dog food.
No. I do not smell dog food.
It just smells like regular old like face foundation stuff, right?
You know, not to get all like conspiracy theorist about this, but like, what if like an Ilya competitor is like seeding these reviews all over the internet?
This would be a great cozy mystery for you to write.
Oh my gosh! Yes.
Who wrote the bad review?
Or yeah, like I don't. A reviewer ends up dead.
Ooh. That's kind of dark.
Well, it's a mystery.
It is. And they said it smelled like disgusting dog food. No, listener, it doesn't. I'm still standing strong in my love for this stuff. I put it on today. I felt good in my skin. I felt like it looked very, I hate the word natural for describing makeup, but it just felt like me. I don't know. It was great. No dog food smell here.
I think it looks great on you. Yeah, same.
Thank you. How are you liking it? Does it work for you?
I like it. I mean, I've only really put it on like once because I don't really have occasion to be putting it on because we're in lockdown. But I really like it. So.
Well, and you know, as many people have pointed out, like today I put it on because I had to actually like go out into the world for a thing. And then I just put a mask over it. And it was like, well, I don't know. And when I have sunglasses on too, it's like, well, nobody's seeing anything.
Exactly.
But so you do it for yourself, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, that's true. That is true. All right. So we've definitively answered that.
No dog food smell.
No. All right. This next email is an interesting conundrum. Shall I read it?
I want you to take it away.
Okay, thank you. "Hey, Kat and Dor, longtime listener, first time emailer here. I've been feeling trapped in a job where I love my team to no end. We work incredibly well together, are very goal-oriented, and solve problems with creative solutions. On top of this, I truly feel like I can call this small group some of my closest friends. We've all been going through a tumultuous time since the pandemic started to hit California, and I'm starting to feel myself wearing thin. Here's the problem. While I love my team, our manager is a living nightmare, as is her boss. Essentially, the two levels immediately above us are mismanaging from all directions, and I'm at a loss for how to help make things better. I've been sticking it out through all of the micromanagement issues, constant meeting interruptions, disrespect of time and resources, and general pressure from higher-ups to overperform during this time without being given any additional support. Being flexible and adaptable are two things I always considered myself, but not anymore. I'm breaking down. With unemployment at such high rates, there's almost no chance to secure a new job anytime soon. Also, I feel as though I'd be leaving my team high and dry during such a stressful time in our work. I feel like I'm trapped between a rock and a hard place, with the only solution being to suck it up and keep going as long as I can. Am I crazy for wanting to leave a stable job with health insurance right now? Should I quit for my own sanity? Is it possible to be happy again at this job? Should I keep pushing back or become complacent? It feels like there's no way out at this point. Help."
Well, I have lots of thoughts and some questions.
Take it away.
Is there HR that you can talk to?
Mm-hmm. Good question.
Do you have at least 6 months' money saved if you quit this job? Are you able to procure health insurance if you leave this job? These are all important things to think about. I would make sure the answers personally, if I were you, I would make sure the answers are yes, I have money saved. I would say even more than what is recommended, since we are in a time with massive unemployment and we have no idea how things are going to play out. And I would also make sure you have your health insurance lined up. Should you quit for your own sanity? I mean, yeah, you should. If it cannot be resolved, I would say if you can figure out paths to take it work and exhaust those options, and if they, you know, to try to change it. In my personal experience, when things, as you've said, Dory, the apple rots, what is it?
The fish rots from the head. The fish there rots from the head.
Not the apple rots from the top. The fish rots from the head. If your manager and their manager are nightmares, I have a hard time seeing how the situation improves.
Yeah.
Dory, I pass the baton to you.
Well, I'm going to echo everything you said and just kind of build on it, if you will. My advice would be to, unless you have, like Kate was saying, unless you have an extended amount of emergency funds saved up. I mean, I would even say at this point, given the chaos in the economy, I would say a year. Assuming you don't have that saved right now, here's what I would do. I would give yourself a time frame. 3 months, 6 months, 9 months, whatever you feel like you can stomach. And you're going to simultaneously start looking for another job and save money. So you could theoretically, maybe you'll get another job in 2 months and then you can leave and everything will be fine. Or 6 months could go by, you don't get another job, but you've saved all this money. So now you can comfortably leave. And I think having that like light at the end of the tunnel will, and knowing that it's finite, will help you get through these next few months. I am normally in favor of saying quit for your sanity, but I think we are in a special circumstance right now. And I don't think that it is necessarily prudent to just quit without some sort of plan in place. I also want to just point to one thing that I noticed in your message, which is that you feel like you'd be leaving your team high and dry during such a stressful time in your work. And I appreciate that sentiment. And I think that it's very commendable and illustrative of your devotion to your job, your devotion to your team, what kind of person you are that you would even think this way. But I'm here to kindly say, please set that aside and think of yourself and do what's best for you.
Yeah. Your mental health is really important, and jobs can deeply, deeply affect that. And yes, obviously money, finances, health insurance are incredibly important and are priorities, but I like your solution, Dory, of giving yourself the timeline and working to find a way out.
Thank you. I like a timeline. I hate a gray area. I hate just like, well, just like see how it goes. Like I like knowing, like, you know what, in 6 months I'm going to be out of here. And yeah, that will like keep me going. It's like planning for a vacation, you know?
Yeah, as we've talked about, the vacation's not the thing that relaxes us. It's the anticipation.
Exactly. Exactly.
All right. So, on that note, shall we go on vacation?
I think we're going to go on vacation.
I mean, vacation in our homes, but
yes.
A mental vacation. Well, here,
yes. And I have an activity suggestion,
okay,
which is plan a mental vacation.
Go on.
And this can be anything. I think a lot of people are not in a circumstance where they can take a week off. But maybe you can take an hour off or an afternoon off and take some time for yourself or a morning off. And maybe you plan for that. Like you say, you know what? 2 weeks from now on Wednesday, I'm going to take the morning off and here's what I'm going to do and plan that for yourself. And I think that that will help you, person.
Oh, that sounds so nice. That's a great idea.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Well, Dori, I hope you have a pleasant week off from making this podcast.
Hey, you too.
Thank you. Listeners, we appreciate you so much.
We do.
And we will talk
to
you.
We really appreciate you.
Yeah, seriously. You're the best. We will talk to you in a week.
Yeah.
Bye.
All right. Bye.